This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company. This is The Foundation, guys. So happy to have you in our company today. It's an absolutely gorgeous Thursday. I always say this. If you're in the land of the living, you should be giving praise. Why? Because you're not spread out in the papers. Not today. Amen. Today is Thursday. You need two reasons. Either you're in the headlines or you're in the obituary section. And if you're not in the obituary section, you should be giving praise, man. You're here with strength and health and all your faculties about you. You should be moving in the direction that you were called to move in with a great sense of purpose and this kind of determination. That is what we want to talk about, right? That's what we want to talk about. Here in our country, we have a tendency to come. You know the froth that's on the top of the coffee, right? You ever see the latte, right? You know, like the froth there? No one has a conversation about the froth. I think that we've been consumed with the froth and this kind of a foam and the fuzz that comes from it, but not really getting to some real issues. Let's talk about some stuff. And when I say real issues, I'm not talking about being able to touch on the facts and figures that exist in this space, but let's talk about the truth. You know, there's a story. My cousin and I were having a conversation at one point, and he says to me, he says, "Nah, man, I'm telling you, this is a fact. This is a fact. This is a fact. You cannot change the facts." I said, "Hold on. Right?" I said, "Let's just be very clear. The one thing that's immovable, steadfast, and firm is the truth. The truth can't be changed." I said, "The fact is, you have 10 fingers. That's a fact, right? If I cut one off, the fact is that you have 9 fingers. That's a fact. So facts are ever changing. But the truth remains. You were designed to have 10 fingers. So let's have a very clear conversation about fact and truth. And whilst we can do those things, let's push past the froth and get to the core of the matter by being able to discuss national growth and development of where we are. Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Foundation. And today we're going to be doing something very special. I know you get the rhythm of the show. I know you get the rhythm of what we do at this particular point. You understand what we're talking about. You understand the core concepts, so forth and so on. You heard we're having them out. We're going to be bringing in specific persons to do those things. And now it's time to kind of put meat to the bones of this show, the structure of thereof. And I want to do that, right? I want to do that. Today is the 12th. And we kicked the show off on January 3rd. So we're shy one day. There's 9 days. We've been jamming with you and really being able to have good conversation. So let's do this. Today, I want to introduce you to a concept. And many of you, if you've been following it over the years, you know that at my last sort of residence, let's do it like that, just in the spirit of decency and order, at my last residence in this kind of a space, what we talked about was the concept of small business Thursdays. That's what we did. And the reason why I did that is because I had an opportunity to almost travail the entire Carmichael, right? Riding up and down, asking persons if they want to be able to do business, if they want to do. And that, keep in mind, this is during the time 2021, 2020, right? So riding up and down, asking persons if they want to do business, you know, I have a show, blah, 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 and pitching it. And listen, I do all the graphics, I do all this, I do all of that. And everyone said, "Wow, this is really good. I'd love an opportunity, but I don't have the money." what do you mean you have money? I could construct it for you and make it like, yeah, how would I really like it. I like the idea, but I just don't want to be able to, I can't afford it right now. We're trying to be able to stay afloat with businesses. We're trying to do the best we can. We had to let some employees go. I have to work here at the cash register. So there was a great deal of issues that was happening. And I saw it. And I recognized that, how do we help persons in our community? How can I help you with what I have? Now, all of us in business to make money. Let's just be very clear about that. We're out here in business to make money. We're not here to give you relentless, perpetual favors and slackness and talk about, man, you know, use my cousin. Use my cousin, man. Look here, you could give me, listen, cousin or not, you're in business to make money and so are we. So I came up with a concept and an idea to be able to promote businesses on Thursday. So we wouldn't have to charge you this exorbitant fee. If you want to be able to do business with us over the course of 3 months, we can be able to identify every Thursday and break it up into quadrants for you. So I can give you a nominal fee, small fee, nothing much to talk about. I give you a nominal fee and create a 30-second commercial for you. Allow that commercial to run on Mondays and Thursdays for you and be able to bring you on for a small segment to talk about your business, to talk about what you do, to talk about how you've touched these people. Why? Because you've given Mark Zuckerberg all your money, huh? And he went from Facebook to Metaverse, or to Meta, whatever he called it, that Meta, right? He went to this particular space and you're still being able to shovel money to him. And there is a hope or an expectation that someone is going to, man, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it. I believe in saturation. I do believe in that. I believe in being able to put your advertisements in each space that you possibly can. But I really do believe in the traditional market. And here on Guardian Radio 96.9, I know that we have a great deal of persons who are listening and who want to get into business but just don't know where it is. My daughter broke my coffee pot at home. I don't know. This was like one of the depressing days. I was like, why would you break my coffee pot, baby? I'm sorry, daddy. I cannot find a coffee pot. I got to buy a whole new coffee maker now. But if you had that, we can talk about it. If you had that, you can be able to bring that stuff on. If I'm looking for a landscaper, if I'm looking for someone to do painting, if I'm looking for someone to do graphics, am I looking for a small studio to be able to do a podcast, if I'm looking for any of these things, since person's looking for all manner of stuff, they don't know where to go. They're going on Facebook Marketplace. They're going everywhere to look for that particular item that they need. Come sit with us. Give us a call. Talk to us about your business. I will construct the commercial for you. Today, you're going to have an opportunity to be able to hear from a few persons who have small businesses, and we're going to be able to bring that to the forefront. At 12:30, thereabout, we're going to be able to talk to Ahmad Rashad from the Astute Talent Management. We're going to give him an opportunity to talk today about sort of a professional symposium that he has, and he's going to give you more information about that next week, Saturday, right? So it's a free workshop, and let's just emphasize this. It's absolutely no cost to you. A free workshop that helps you to kind of develop yourself and strengthen yourself in preparation to find that job, that profession that you're looking for. Sometimes you can be like mundane and kind of lax and lazy, kind of content, but you know that there's a little bit more and you want to do that. Maybe this year, stepping over into a new day, into a new year, has kind of troubled your spirit and you want to find something else to do. So Ahmad Rashad Thompson is going to be with us around 12:30 thereabout and really be able to talk to us about how we can take those steps, tell us more information about where he goes. And then we're going to also have Marcello Cash coming on about 1 o'clock or thereabout to talk to us about finance, to talk about his business, the construction thereof, how he does it, how you can be a part of it. This can be you, but you're joking. No, man, talk to me. You see the meme, what the meme say? This could be us, but you're joking. This could be us, but you're joking. Right, pull your life together. And let's get this thing going. Because I feel as though that there is a true sense of creativity and innovation that has been infused into the air. It's time to grab hold of it. It's time to do something a little bit different. You've been doing the exact same thing for a long time. We could call Branvin McCartney and he'll tell you that that's two sides of the same. That is insanity. Talk to me. That was, you know, Brand. That was the DNA thing. Two sides of the same coin? If you keep doing the same thing over and over again, that's the definition of insanity. We've been functioning in insanity. I don't want to say we're functioning psychopaths, but we've been functioning in this kind of a space for a long time. Our dependency is the turmoil and the lack of organization that exists externally that gives us this kind of, oh, okay. It's crazy. It's crazy. So if you want to be a part of that, I want you to be a part of it. Howard, how can I get in? How can I get involved? How can I get a part of it? How can I be a part of it? Today is just a soft launch. So that the inaugural voyage, I've been able to speak to the station manager to talk about the concept that I wanted to introduce. The concept's great. We're going to have to make modifications to one or two of the funds because it's a different space, different place, right? So we're going to have to make modifications to that. Once we do that, tweak the commercials, we're going to drop everything. But today I can introduce it to you that this is what we're going to do. So no matter where you are, if you're doing small business, today's your day. If you want to be able to formalize your business and get from selling things in your back trunk because you feel like you've built a significant clientele and you have a quality product, today's your day. If you had something on your mind and you have enough funds, then you believe that you can be able to do this. I'm going to tell you the story. I told you the story the other day. I told you I had enough money to open up a business. I opened up the business. I got the product. I did everything that I was supposed to do. But that one thing that could have been able to change everything for me, that money to go into marketing and advertisement, because ain't nobody know where the hell Howard is. Only my personal friends and people who I call, and they love the food. They love everything that we did. It was a beautiful environment. It was called Palate Pleasers, right? I don't know if you guys remember. It was Palate Pleasers. I built the entire place from top to bottom in kind of repurposed palettes. So all the chairs, just the entire place, the bar, the tabletop, everything was just repurposed palettes. And that was for more than one reason. I was broke. I couldn't afford no lumber, right? So I did what we could do. We repurposed the palette, shaved it down, did everything. It was an absolutely gorgeous location. I had a great chef, good team behind us. Had no money for marketing. None. I had absolutely $0 to put into marketing. I wasn't open 6 months. I cry every day, and every dime I made had to go back into the business the next day because I didn't have a contingency plan. So if you're a business person, you want to talk about those things because these are realities that a lot of persons don't necessarily, they don't ponder that. They just want to get into business and do the exact same thing that Susie, well, my God, if Susie could sell it, I could sell it. Now, yeah, everybody's selling chicken. You need to stop. I see this lady out there in Cowpen, way out in the back of Cowpen, right? Because, you know, he goes Cowpen Zion Boulevard to take the kids to school, right? I'm way out the back of Cowpen every day. And she has this little stall, this little, you know, tent thing set up on the side of the road in the back of God's back. Like, who's going to stop here, ma'am, to buy a granola bar? Like, you got to think about these things as it relates to business. You got to think about demographic. You got to think about your audience. You got to think about your product. You got to think about how you're situated. You got to think about price. You got to be competitive, and you have to have that customer service approach to be very clear. I think it's atrocious when I go in your business and I try to bite my lip, but it don't work all the time. If you don't provide me with the professionalism and customer service that I believe that I require, I believe that I deserve when I step into your space. I come to spend money with you. There got to be a place that we can be able to do this. I got to let everyone know. Y'all Bahamians don't respect Yelp. I can't. What I can go to, I'm not going to go to these particular blogs to talk about it. But there needs to be an internal monitoring agency that identify these things. And all of this has to do with business. So today we're going to be talking about business. Today we're going to be talking about small business. Today we're going to be talking about how you can get your product out there to talk about these things. Today is going to, every Thursday is going to be a time that we can be able to identify these things that we're doing locally, socially, even nationally. If you're out there and you're listening to us, no matter the family island that you're from, and you have a product, even if you're listening to us overseas and you provide a specific service, I know some persons provide service in terms of picking up things for you from the boat, putting them on there, whatever the service is that you offer, and you want more persons to know about it, please give me a call. 827-0111, 827-0111, that's us here, or you can call us directly here at the station, 302-2300, 302-2300. You can drop your ads, you can do those particular things, and just let them know, hey, I want to be a part of Small Business Thursdays. Or if you want to be able to do a regular ad and drop with us, we can do that. We care about your business. We do. And then I put a plea out because I got to get a good base for what we're doing. I think this should be reciprocal. It's business. I take care of you, you take care of me. So this is going to be the foundation of that. Every Thursday, you can expect us to have a conversation about small business. So DeWitt, you called me yesterday and you start to talk about something that you wanted to get into. Boom. I had some persons call me today, my very good, family actually. Says, Howard, I want to be able to do something from this particular perspective. Boom. Right? I can't let you know all the things that people are telling me they won't do. Right? Some other persons are calling me, Howard, how do I get my security stuff on there? Boom. And we can create these things for you at a nominal fee. Come on, man. You got to spend money to make money. Invest in yourself. Everybody can do slackness for you. Invest in yourself. Identify this as a seed to put in the ground for your business. I want to do that. Going forward, I want to be able to talk to you about the structure of the show and what we kind of do on Mondays. I want to be able to put that for a day that we can be able to talk to leadership of the country. So if you're coming in, I'd like to be able to interview you on Mondays. On Tuesdays, I want to be able to talk about social issues for the country, right? Just to be able to get in a few things. On Wednesdays, I'd like to be able to identify that as a panel discussion day. So I want to bring more than one person in that has maybe opposing views to a particular matter, whether that's marital rape, whether that's criminal justice program, whatever it is. We want to be able to have opposing views, whether that's you should be married before. However, some taboo topics that you can be able to engage persons to hear their perspective and be able to do it like that. Thursdays, we know that we want to be able to do that. And Fridays, I want to be able to talk more specifically about, it's a laid back Friday. I want to call it like warm and easy Fridays. It's not going to be heavy, right? But it's going to be a day that you can be able to engage us and talk about some of these particular things. We want to talk also, and hopefully, if you want to be a part of that and you want to be a sponsor of the show, let me shout out to my good, decent friends, Byron down there at the Tiki Hut. You know, we used to do some stuff with you some time back. Also, Goldie, I used to do some stuff with Goldie. Oh, Goldie's, indicated that he wanted to do some stuff, maybe someplace in Arawak. If you are a small business and you want us to be able to do something special. You don't have to be a small business, but if you want to be able to sponsor the show with us on Fridays and us come to your location and kind of shoot the show live from there, man, let's jam. Let's make this thing happen. I'm more than happy to come with you, sit down with you, have good conversations, and really be able to do it live and in full effect in your spot. I'm going to bring my guys. We're going to shoot it live. I got my own camera crew, right? I'm making it sound like that, but I got some people who can be able to do some stuff, right? So that's the base of it. Today we're going to be talking small business. We got our persons here, and we're going to dive into it. Let's take this first commercial break right here on 96.9 FM radio, and we'll be right back after this.
The foundation. Foundation. We'll be back right after this. The foundation.
Here we go.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Bank with Fidelity, it good for you and me. It means a lot to own a lot in paradise. We have beautiful islands for you to choose. Come and get advice to live in paradise. Lot loans with Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The 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 foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company with the foundation. So happy to be in your company today. If you want to be a part of the conversation, we're diving into it because you can ask some questions about business. You can ask some questions about these things. And we kind of set the precedence. We laid some things out and the structure of what our expectations are going forward. I want to be able to introduce the show. But please, let's get the foundation out. Let's really talk about these things first before you start to engage in terms of conversation so you can know which direction that we're going. But I'll put the numbers out there for you when you're ready to give us a call. You can do that 325-4316, 325-4316, or you can hit us up 422-4796, 422-4796. Now, I think this is fitting. I want to read this text first. I think this is fitting for the conversation that we want to be able to get into today. It says, good day, Mr. Grant. I am happy to hear about this small business initiative. Now I would like to get on board. However, I need help, help, help. I'm a gifted housekeeper that would like to expand, but don't know how. Howard, please help me. Is this the Help Me Howard session? But let me tell you something. I got some good people in. Now, this is my good, decent church brother. I might as well just let you know. You know what they say? What they say? Everything's in the house. Hey. Everything's in the house. But let me tell you what. I met Ahmad, and he and I had a very good conversation about this concept and idea that he has for business and what he really wants to do, how it came to him, and how he wants to kind of be a beacon to assist persons with the talent that exists within. His business is called Astute Talent Management. Yes. Right? And he's really being able to do something. Let's just be very clear. It's out of pocket, right? Let's show your heart. Put your heart there first, right? You've been doing this and you really want to transform the community. So all those persons who've been able to assist him and support him in this manner, you've been absolutely amazing. But I want him to talk more specifically about his business. Ahmad, thank you so much. This is Ahmad Rashad Thompson. Thank you so much, Ahmad, for being with us today. Tell us a little bit about your business and a little bit of your background.
The Honorable Howard Grant.
You need to stop it right now.
Sir, it is an esteemed pleasure to be with you this afternoon. Congratulations on this new chapter.
I need to record this piece. Let my wife know.
I think this is a great thing you're doing, Howard, because in our nation, we have been raising employees. We have made it the goalpost to leave school, graduated or not, find a job that can help you to pay a bill or two, and then you retire at some point down the line. I believe that is not what we should be doing. We should be raising entrepreneurs. We should be raising business owners and wealth makers, wealth builders, nation builders. I have been an employee. I am I believe in employment, don't get me wrong, but I do believe that if you have a gift that you know you can make money from, harness that gift. Utilize what God has given you to make yourself better and by and large support your family. Astute Talent Management is a talent management consulting firm that operates in Nassau, Bahamas that services the world, the globe over. We take your talent and we make it better. We enhance that which you already have. Sometimes you bring some talent with us to give you an opportunity to expand your talent pool within your organization. We focus on the people that sometimes hinder progress in the workplace, which is leaders. A great deal of our focus is leadership development, leadership training, corporate training, that sort of thing, to help ensure that workplaces are outfitted and prepared for success in the workplace. We're also focusing on individuals as well. From time to time, we delve into Howard may say, you know what, Ahmad, I'm wanting to shift industries. I want to move from engineering to human resources. I want to move from accounting into another space. We can help persons do that as well. We can help. We used to do resume redesign, but it's become very taxing. And so it's an arm of our business.
And not this, I don't feel like that's profitable.
Okay, so two things. One, if you do resumes only, yes. If you're in business that you you recreate and you redesign resumes for persons, then that's your niche. For me, when I create a resume, I'm doing it with you in mind and your trajectory in mind. That takes me a very long time, and you're right. It does not pay well for me to invest 20 hours on one person's document that most people don't know how to use once they get it back. So what most resume designers don't do is actually go through the resume with the person they redesigned it for. Redesign sounds like you just made it prettier. I'm not redesigning your resume. What's the word I want to use? Howard, help me. You're the linguist among us.
Hey. You are developing it strategically.
Correct.
So it's so a strategic development.
Like, it's like, I want to use
you're the architect now.
Yeah. I am the resume. I would architect your resume. Architect?
No.
That's not the right word, Howard.
No.
Howard, I'm a smart man. I know the word is not coming to me. Holy Spirit, help me.
It would come.
I would build your resume. I would rebuild the resume, right?
Yeah.
And in that regard, that means what you used to have on your resume is no longer what's there anymore. But I don't do that anymore on the business side of it because it's just a little bit too taxing for our business
model. Let me ask you this, because the specific person, let's say hypothetically, there's a lot of persons are out there that don't necessarily have a great deal of experience in the work field. And so they've been a few places, but they want to strategically design this, their resume to attract a particular type of job or business.
Yes.
So this is what you would have, this is what you're talking about more strategically.
Yes.
But I don't feel like that's, because let me tell you why. There are some, I had an opportunity to be able to interview some people at one point. And when I say, oh, do you do this? And then they say, oh, that's what she put on there. Say, oh, that's what she put on there. As though that someone else designed it for her.
That's not the way to go.
Them,
right.
And they don't even have this kind of stuff in them when we have the conversation.
You can't speak to it. You're not able to quantify.
But that's not what you're talking about here.
No.
Okay, talk.
So Astute Talent Management, then, we focus more on the organization, but we do serve individuals as well. We offer coaching services as well. So, for instance, Howard says, look, man, I've been in a rut professionally for a while now. I'm not seeing my way clear through some things. I've been interviewing for jobs and not getting them. I've been applying and not being interviewed. How do you help me move from this space to another? We take a deep dive into Howard's situation specifically. I'm not comparing Howard to John or John to Howard. I'm looking at Howard's situation, understanding what his goalpost is, understanding what it is that he has accomplished, understanding what experience very little or extensive he has, and using that to build a framework for Howard to now manifest greatness for him.
Is consultancy wrapped in that? Because I feel as though, let's say hypothetically, I want to be able to come to you and say, I want to be an HR manager.
Yes.
But okay, but I don't necessarily have a degree. Yes. I don't know. But I know in my spirit I could do this.
That's
right?
My job. I could do this.
Well, God called me to be this. So where is the consultancy in this particular space? What do you say to this particular person?
That's where it comes in, the coaching arm of it.
Okay.
So I consult for businesses and I consult for individuals. Mm-hmm. As an individual, I'm your coach. If you hire Ahmad Rashad Thompson. Now, there are persons who know Howard and say, Howard, man, I'm going to get your idea on something. That's something different. That's you, Bob's, giving insight because you have the experience or the expertise. When you sign up to be a coachee of Ahmad Rashad Thompson, it's not going to be all fun because I put you to work. I believe in personal development and personal responsibility. So
you got to invest.
You got to invest.
Yeah.
Now that is not going to be free. That's going to be a paid service, but you're going to get your money's worth and more, because we're trying to develop you to be who God created you to be, understanding some science and background behind that, though. So we're not just going to make your resume pretty. We're not just going to tell you what to say on an interview. Those things are superficial, and they can never be proven after a while.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to develop what you already have in you. We just dig a little bit deeper to find that, to cultivate it, and for you to own that. And then we continue the conversation on as time goes on. For the business, Howard Grant Enterprises, TG Consultants,
mm-hmm.
HG Consultants, forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
You can say, hey, Ahmad, you know, I have some team members on my team. They aren't meeting their full potential, or we've had some issues with grievances recently. We want to take our teams through some employee training, or we want to do some leadership development. So I come into organizations and I service their leadership team. At the same time, bringing to light the issues that the team, the leadership knows already, you know. That's usually the case. They know what's wrong, but they want to bring somebody in and talk about it and act as though they don't know. Whether that's your case or not, I come in, we assess the situation. We evaluate what needs to be done. And no two people, no two companies require the very same thing. Each person, each organization has its own need, and we come in and we service that specific need. I do not believe in a one-size-fits-all approach to business.
It's not a cookie-cutter thing.
It's not a cookie-cutter thing. You need this, I can design that for you.
Yeah.
That means when you pay for what you designed, you get what you want.
How do you? What is your success rate? I got to ask that question,
yes.
Because when I hear of businesses like this, I think way back into the 80s, you know, and I think about a mindset that existed at this time,
mm-hmm.
right? That says, well, I don't need that. You know, whether you have traumatic issues and you need to be able to find a therapist.
Yeah.
There was a time that people, you know, would say, man, you know, we don't need no therapist. We just deal with this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that sort of mindset and principle applied in different areas. So mm-hmm. people would say, well, I don't need that. I could just start. If I got a product, the people can come for the business
yes,
anyhow,
no,
right?
No, no,
but things have shifted over mm-hmm. the time. So mm-hmm. what is your success rate and how much persons kind of gravitated and moved towards doing business with you?
The thing about success rate is that it's relative, mm-hmm. right? But what I do to make sure that we remove the relation in it or the relativeness of it is I survey people. You're going to give me data that says to me and to other persons that may want to do business with us, what went well for you? What did you enjoy about this experience? What functional things changed as a result of you having had astute talent management come into your business? We came in, you had a good time. You enjoyed yourself with this facilitation style that I have, but you learned, you applied knowledge, and you saw results. So in terms of success rates, in terms of organizations and individuals, when I coach you, you get hired.
Mm-hmm.
When I coach you, you get opportunities for
because that's the success.
That's what we do.
That's the success.
And I can say to you, I two people messaged me this week. I get the job. I
if
get the
I
job.
Give you, let's say hypothetically, I give you $10,000 to be able to assist me because I'm looking for this opportunity to move to the next level of my life.
Yes.
I've gone through the course. Whatever you have, whatever you offer, I would have done those things. I invested, and now I'm approaching this particular thing. Right.
Yes.
As I sit there. My expectations in the back of my mind, based upon my investment, is I'm going to get the job. You're saying to me that astute talent management gets you the job.
I'm saying to you, because how would you think you slick? This on radio, people recording this on the WhatsApp.
I'm a decent man.
I'm saying to you that my success rate to date is persons.
Indeed. Okay.
Persons that I have helped, persons that I've consulted with astute talent management, have received employment, have received the job that I helped them to prepare for.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you an example. I had an international company contact me in October of last year.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Thompson, we're coming down for a leadership development seminar. We believe that based on what we've heard, you're the man to help us to do this. We need to talk to you. Sure, we had a call on Thursday, contract signed on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of business I deal with. Hear me in the spirit now, Bahamas.
You're going to break the people.
I would like you to know what
you're
you want.
You're going
to
break the people table.
I would like you to know what you want as a business in need of something.
I like this.
Come with what you need. Come with it very, very clear. Mr. Thompson, we need this. Can you do it? You have the right to say to me, you know what? You said you could, but I don't think you can. And then you can say, you know what? We move it with somebody else. But we met Howard. We agreed on what they needed. We presented a proposal to them to review. This is one day.
I like this.
But still tailored. We presented a proposal for them to review, and they could pick it apart. They could say, you know what? I don't like this. I needed that. Put this in. Take this one out. We reviewed that proposal together. We had one call, one discovery call. The next day, the president said, sir, we will go with you. Please send us the documents to sign. They came down to the Bahamas. I identified in that session that the president's successor. Hear me? Because not only is has God given me a gift to see talent in you, he has given me a gift to see talent in anybody. To discern, essentially. My grandma always say, my brother, your granddaddy come back in you twice. Mm-hmm. Because you can see what's not physically there. And I can look in a space and I can tell the leaders that have hired me that say, you know what? This gentleman, let me tell you his story. And they'll say to me, how you know? Do you know him? He's a cousin, he's a family? No, ma'am, I just know how people go. And when I could sit in a room with 10, the lowest in the room is a senior executive vice president. And say to the president of the company, ma'am, your successor will be this individual. And here are the three reasons why. And she looked at the person that contacted me to have this conversation. And she said, I didn't realize that we also hired a psychic.
This is what I was about to get into.
Yeah.
Because you're using your intuition, your gut feeling.
But also experience.
The experience, yes. But also your expertise in yes. terms of what you've been trained and prepared to do.
Exactly.
So this nice bond, this fusion,
yes.
is it really finds success.
Indeed.
And being then, able to move to the next level.
Absolutely. And then three, so this is January. The session was in October, November, December, January. I send my clients, we form relationships. So I'm doing my happy holidays thing. I'm calling them up and let's connect in the new year to see how best we can serve you this year. Ahmad, I want to share with you. I was about to call you this week. The president retired from the company unexpectedly, but, you know, things happen and she wishes to move on. The person you identified as successor is in the role today.
Really?
Really.
This is an amazing thing that you're saying to me because, you know, I only can go back to the history of what we know mm-hmm. and how we engaged ourselves. And y'all got to forgive me because I do come from the family of islands and this is what I've been exposed to. Mm-hmm. A great deal of people don't do business from this professional standpoint.
Yes.
So they tell you, well, you might as well try this or try that. Or, mm-hmm. And so you keep trying your hand without any, you don't know how to, okay, so if I fail, if yes. I fail at getting a job, if mm-hmm. I did not get the interview didn't go well,
yes.
I don't have a time to be able to do a SWOT analysis, right, of myself. I don't know the strengths, the weaknesses, the opportunity, the threats. I don't know how to deduce whether or not I should take this out or put this in because no one's assisting me.
Correct.
So I take these same tribulations or right. issues that
take
I have
to the next
interview, correct. Right? So now I'm interviewing 5 to 7 times with the exact same issue that an employer could identify, but yes. there's no one to say to me, hey, Howard, if you tweak this, this, and this, you find success the way you want. So that is what you do.
I want
you to tell me more about what you're going to be doing next week, Saturday.
Yes. January 21st, 2023, my company, Institute of Talent Management, is going to be putting on its inaugural professional development conference. It's going under the theme, Shift into Focus. Howard, about 4 weeks ago now, the Holy Spirit said to me, son, I said, yes, we must continue the shift. Tell me what to do, Daddy. Tell me what to do. He said, host a seminar. At the time, he called it a job readiness seminar. And I said, okay. And the very next thing he said to me was, the condition is, it must be free. And I say, man.
The devil is a liar. This can't be Jesus.
Daddy, you know me long time. You know what I'm aspiring to do. You know what I'm trying to do in the kingdom and the earth. Why? But I've learned, Howard, as a steward of God, never to question him.
And what you do? Just do it.
Just do it. He was there last night. Just do it.
Okay, praise God.
I said, okay now. So how do we do it? He said, write this down. How would I leave my book in the car, man? The book has everything that I was supposed to show you in terms of what instruction he gave me. I'll pause here for a second quick before I go further into the conference. If God is speaking to you today, hear me now. If God has given you an instruction, he has put something in your spirit and you have been questioning because it doesn't feel right, it doesn't sound right, it doesn't look right. How could he be meaning me? Please do it. Stop there and do it. Mm-hmm. Now, pick back up to the conference. He told me who to call. He told me what topics to have on the conference. He didn't tell me where to have it, but he told me where to look to have it. And then we call those people, Howard. And everybody, they're going to be, you're going to hear 11 people's voice next week, Saturday, God spare your life if you register for this conference. And every single one of them said, sir, because it's an assignment, because it's you, I am there. These are professionals who speak for a living. They open their mouth and they are paid. We are putting this conference on for you in this nation for free. We don't need your money. We do need your time. Please.
We're going to talk more about it let's take this commercial break, yes, but we're going to get more into that. Ladies and gentlemen, I have none other than Ahmad Rashad Thompson in the studio with us talking about how you transform from your mundane, lackadaisical, kickback approach to business, yes, and understand how to dive deeper and just do it. We're having good conversations right here at 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company with the Foundation. We'll be right back after this.
Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Clicking, paid, merchant service, buying fidelity. Accepted credit and debit card, that's the way it should be. Mobile in, fixed by manual and online banking too. E-commerce and pay button is waiting for you. Fidelity. 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 Be good for you.
It's time to shift into focus. On Saturday, January 21st, 2023, Astute Talent Management presents its inaugural professional development conference under the theme, Shift Into Focus. Ever felt stuck at work, unsatisfied with your professional path, or just ready for new challenges? If you're ready for new opportunities and open to developing new skills, come and learn what hiring managers really want. Be in attendance. Join us. Free of cost at the Fox Hill Community Center, where we will shift into focus. For more information, visit www.mytalentmatters.com to register today. The time is now. Your day is today. Shift into focus.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company with the Foundation. So happy to be a part of that. You can be a part of this good conversation that we're having and really talking about national growth and development. Yes. And we're taking it from a unique perspective. Today is Thursday. We're introducing like sort of a soft launch, Small Business Thursday. So if you're listening to this, if is there anything running up and down your head and you want to be able to kind of contribute to this, to be a part of this, how can I get my business on there? Mm-hmm. We can be able to do this. I don't know how me and Ahmad met. Go on. Watch me. My new pastor, senior pastor, Rakino Arr. Rakino Arr Monker. He called me in. He says, Howard, I want to meet, right? I said, no problem. He said, come down to the office. We sat in the office a few hours having conversations, right? And he said, oh my God, Howard, I got a next meeting. And right at that juncture, I met you, right? And we got into, you know, just a casual conversation. It's an introduction. Hey, how you doing? So forth and so on. And, you know, it blossomed into something else. Yes. And so when you started to talk about this business, I was happy to be a part of it.
Listen, I want to share with your audience, Howard. That day, this show is called The Foundation. Yeah. I didn't know Howard personally. As he was making the move to get to this place, as you were shifting to get here, I didn't know you. Mm-hmm. I met you on that Wednesday afternoon. Mm-hmm. For maybe 12.84 seconds, we shook hands, and you said something to me. You said, I believe, I know why I know you. You look like money. And I said, I received that stuff for both of us. We shook hands, and that was the end of it. That was the foundation of something great. I can't tell you Bahamas what's going to come, but I just know that something happened that day when you and I shook hands. Howard, I reached out to Howard. I said, Howard, you know, I have this conference coming up. I think we should explore this on your radio show. We could get people to understand what we're going to be doing, register, that sort of thing. Howard said, man, look, I'm on vacation with my family. It's Christmas time. Release me, but I'll get to you in the new year. And he did. And we met a couple of days ago. And we talked. And we, again, established a foundation. And the commercial you heard just now, ladies and gentlemen, regarding this conference that's coming up on January 21st, 2023. Mr. Grant started speaking about, early in the segment, about giving him, he'll pitch the commercial, he'll prepare it, he'll get it together, and he airs it. Ladies and gentlemen, we sat where we sat on Saturday, God's will, Saturday past. And Howard said, man, I can put something together for you, send me the verbiage. I said, send you the what? He said, the verbiage. I said, okay. I sat in my driveway at home and I sent Howard the verbiage. And that was about 12 something in the afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Before 24 hours had passed, I woke up, I came out of church, and I heard the commercial you just heard. As it was heard to you, as it was played to you, I heard that the following day, with less than 24 hours, and Howard said, boom, in my chat. And there you had it.
It done.
I made the investment, nominal, as Howard said, and you have a quality
please that they have been
produced.
Please let them know.
It sounds like you print one studio and then need Oprah and
buy somewhere. I charging nothing. I get nothing for this.
Give me your mortgage payment.
to say, I get nothing.
How is it, brother?
I get all some I people who do this.
Is pay the young man for using his voice.
Pay the young man.
And for them to engineer the thing.
That's
and it. In 24, less, in about 18 hours, you heard what I heard on Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. I want you to
and understand. And that was only because he was busy.
Because he was busy.
He would have done it quicker.
Right then.
Okay.
And the verbiage I prepared was something was just what you heard.
Yeah.
A couple of tweaks here and there, maybe, and we had something that we could play proudly to our Bahamian people to promote an event that you need to be a part of.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So when Howard is talking these things, I am here to tell you that I've lived in a very short period of time. We only met literally Saturday for the first time.
Yeah.
Well, second if you count the encounter a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. But what he is saying he's prepared to do. I did not break the bank. I did not have to go to withdraw money from the mortgage payment to pay Howard for this commercial. But it sounds like I did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love.
Mm-hmm.
This is evidence of Bahamian excellence, Howard.
Mm-hmm.
And that is in part, aside from this conference being an assignment from God directly, this is an opportunity for Bahamians to see and witness Bahamian excellence.
Mm-hmm.
Cherilee Pinder, Simone Bow, Simone L. Bow, to be exact.
Mm-hmm.
Patrice Taylor, Wellington O'Neill Hepburn, LaShanta Smith, Donnell Davis, LaToya Kemp, Javon Moss, Annette Cash, Jeffrey Beckles, the Prime Minister of all things, Jeffrey Beckles.
Mm-hmm.
We have Pastor Rakino Moncur closing us out.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute demonstration, manifestation of Bahamian excellence on this platform on January 21st, 2023 for free. I need you to understand, Bahamians, that you are excellent. There's greatness in you, but we have not done a good job or the best job we can, Howard, of demonstrating what excellence looks like. So people can, one, aspire to something great,
mm-hmm.
and then know that that exists in their country.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am using this platform that God has given me to showcase that talent, to showcase experts in their field. I'm talking about business owners the world over. These people have clients in as far out as you can think. They are pillars of our community in business and in leadership. They are the ones that you should emulate, look toward. They have poured into me. They have mentored me. They have given me insight, wisdom, and opportunities to advance. I'm now paying that forward.
Please let persons know how they can get in contact with you.
Yes.
And how they can be able to reach out to sign up for this and really be a part of this. I know that you have limited seating.
Yes.
But it's absolutely free.
It is absolutely free.
Right? You have space for 250 people.
Howard.
Today, you should have at least 150 people reaching out to you.
Listen
to
me,
I want to be a part of this.
This morning, I left home. Right? Another person just registered. I'm looking at it live. So,
what's your website?
It's mytalentmatters.com.
Okay. You have a number that they can call?
I would prefer you, ladies and gentlemen.
My Talent Matters.
My Talent Matters, because it really does. Mytalentmatters.com. We have 192 take away 250. It's 58 seats available as of 12:59 p.m.
Last time we had a conversation was only 70.
Exactly. That would have been maybe a day and a half ago.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, find your way in there, mytalentmatters.com.
There are 58 seats left.
We're sitting with Ahmad Mashad, and he's going to be back again. Sada, I already signed up, right?
Thank you so much.
Say no more. I already signed up.
That's
thank
it,
you
that's
both.
It.
God bless you. Let's do this, right? This is the text that's coming through,
yes,
right?
Wow.
So mytalentmatters.com. Be a part of this. This man is an absolute professional. You cannot see him on the radio. He ain't here in the jacket. He needs to stop it, right? It's a lot, okay? Right? He's an absolute professional, and he's already given you sort of the testament of where he's gone. You know, we got to be able to get to a commercial break for news, but I need you to understand that it's time for us to be able to put our business on display.
Yes.
Today is your day.
If I could have 20 seconds.
Go ahead.
Howard, the topics we're talking about, help, I need a job. Help, I hate my job. Help, I've lost my job. And help, I'm stuck on my job. We're going to have a panel of experts talking to you about what hiring managers really want. When you come to these interviews, how should you look? What should you be saying? What should you not be saying? We're going to end the day with our Pastor Rakino Moncur talking about the power of the shift. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for you to shift into focus. Get your life together. 58 seats available. We cannot exceed the 250. The people tell me they will close the place down. Mm-hmm. So please register to not, in the spirit of the Lord, do not show up there unregistered. You will be turned away. We wish to make sure that you have the proper experience. This is Bahamian excellence on display and your opportunity to shift in the focus. No matter where you find yourself in that trajectory of I need, something you need is in that building. Please come and see us. Fox Hill Community Center, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. an entire day.
January 21st.
21st, 2023.
Next week, Sunday.
Come on. Catch your lashes too from this week. Go to the Bible from this week. Go to the laundry from this week. Don't have no excuses. No excuses, ladies and gentlemen. Be there or be square. Please.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, it's just a wonderful thing to be able to have such enthusiasm in the studio with me today, excited about this kind of a move. And we know that it's free of cost. But
yes,
beyond the fact that he may not necessarily be being receiving any funds for this, I know that what he's getting is even greater. He's getting a crown. Talk
my
to me
God,
for
God.
Something that is
my
rich,
God.
That you're being able to do to touch the lives of people. Wow. Because, you know, a lot of persons talk about this transformation from a spiritual perspective.
Yes, yes.
But now we're going to see some physical change. Guys, yes. mytalentmatters.com, Ahmad Rashad, he's here. Thank you so very kindly, my brother. We're going to talk again next week,
yes,
Thursday,
yes, yes,
as
yes.
we dive into this. Let's take this quick commercial break, get to the news, and be right back on The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
2023's first installment of Fish Fry Fridays promises to be a classic. Friday, January 27th, it's a massage throwback to the days of 601 as former lead vocalist Colin Nasty Boy McDonald reunites with Sean Wild Boy Ferguson and the rest of the Visage Excitement Posse. It all goes down at Margaritaville, downtown Nassau at the 12 Volt Bar. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. $25 entry fee. Or enjoy the fish fry buffet for only $55 before the event and enjoy complimentary access.
Who is it?
It's the plumber. I've come to fix this.
Mm-hmm. Margaritaville, downtown Nassau, and Visage presents the special edition of Fish Fry Fridays with special guest Colin McDonald. Friday, January 27th, Fish Fry Fridays.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is 96.9 FM Radio, Guardian Radio. Howard Grant in your company with The Foundation. So happy to be in your company today. It's a beautiful day. Today is Thursdays, and every Thursday we've dedicated and sort of christened that to be Small Business Thursdays. We talked about it. Now, if you're just tuning in, you don't know what I'm talking about, let me give you a foundation of it, let me lay out of what it is. sometimes, and I've given you my story of how small business development or small business can be extremely expensive in terms of moving towards establishment, moving towards a kind of sustainability that you're looking for. And one of the things that we don't have, whether that's a contingency or whether that is a marketing plan or marketing budget, it causes us to fall off. And after doing a great deal, especially during this time after the storm, with the country going through what it was going through after the storm, and more specifically, during COVID-19, a lot of persons did not have what it took to kind of put their information out there. And so, you know, sometimes, people have their idea of what they want to make. But if the environment is shifting around you, why would you be steadfast in this position? It didn't make sense to me. If the environment is shifting around you and saying that we can no longer afford this particular thing, but we still have a desire, right? All you have to do is be able to shift with what's going on. And I think that was, this is what that represents, right? We're not seeking to take anything away from the establishment. And we don't want to diminish the price, but I'd like to break it up into segments. So if I have four persons on hypothetically having a conversations about anything, if I have four persons on and we're talking about these business, right? You're talking about four different businesses. It equates to the same thing. So if I give you 15 minutes, I give somebody else 15 minutes, I give somebody else 15 minutes. We knocked out an hour. We had good conversations. You got your commercials in there. We can start that rhythm. Persons know exactly what's what, and we can make it happen. I'll tell you what. Ahmad sat on the show with me just now. Ahmad Thompson, ladies and gentlemen, he was from Astute Talents Management. We just talked about, if you're just tuning in, we just talked about a seminar that he's going to be having next week, Saturday, the 21st at Fox Hill Community Center. It's free of cost. You have to register for it. It's called, the website's called mytalentmatters.com, My Talent Matters. And before he left the studio, he got about three calls. I'm trying to sign in. That is the effect that you would have from your business when you sit with me. Let's just shoot straight. Okay? Small Business Thursdays, the foundation, Howard Grant. Be a part of it. We're going to structure your business in the professional manner and display it to a demographic that can appreciate it, that understands exactly what we're doing and buy into the concept. Get your stuff together. Ahmad made a very good point. I mean, we as people, we have a tendency to borrow money for everything else. I promise you, I am not hitting you hard. Call me, ask me my price. Howard, what the price is this? Suppose I want to fix a little 30-second commercial. Well, give me the words. Tell me the words. I make modifications to it, make it sound more palatable for radio, structure it accordingly, and send it right back to you. Boom. It's done. Why? I've been in the radio space long enough to know that talent exists here. And I've watched some people that I can go to and depend on to craft these particular things. They get something, you get something, the entire world, the country can hear you from a professional standpoint to make some things happen. Ahmad got calls after on text after text. Say no more. I'm already signed up. Thank you both. Great show as usual. These persons are, he says, I'm in business owner. This is a text that's come through. Guys, please be a part of the conversation. 325-4316, 325-4316, or hit me up 422-4796, 422-4796. I was waiting on another call, and hopefully, I have an opportunity to be able to get him. My producer is trying to get you right now. Marcello, is that you, Marcello? Marcello Cash. He's going to be talking to us about his business also. So hopefully he gives me a call today. We can be able to do that, right? But if you want to talk about your small business, I'll give you a few seconds to do that, okay? Give me a call, guys, 325-4316, 325-4316, 422-4796. We can get away with it today, and today alone, as a soft introduction to the concept and idea that exists for Small Business Thursdays, all right? But, you know, let's just shoot straight. This business. So I got to make sure that I give, I'm responsible to the station for the airtime that we have And I also want to be responsible to the purpose of being able to see our community expand and truly grow and develop the way that we have to make some things happen. So I want to put that out there and put that to you, right? We got a caller coming in. Let's get a caller on the line, guys. 325-4316, 325-4316, or 422-4796. You can hit me up with a text. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
A pleasant good morning again, Mr. Howard Grant.
Hey, Sparky. What's up?
Yeah, okay. Frustration.
Forgive me. I saw you come in initially, but I had to get the base of it with the guests out.
Yeah, I understand what's happening. I tried to get in early so I could get in early and get off early because already had my idea what I wanted to talk to, and you were just talking about by the sound, you just talking about the same thing, frustration and everything you had to go through. You know, I've been talking about this. This property thing, this land, this farming, and all kind of thing, and people trying to get started with these things. Okay, now I believe the government both is continuous, and I believe people are really trying their best, but there seems to be a lot of hiccups in the way that frustrates people. You know, for example, just before the last election, the government of the day, they issued a lot of up-and-coming new starters, farmers, giving us plots of land off southwest Gladstone Road. Okay? Mm-hmm. We got our deeds. We got everything ready to go. Now, the thing is, you could see this thing from a drone or from a map and all kinds of things. Now, to get to the area where I call in the show a lot, a lot of the up-and-coming farmers who want to start are all frustrated. So they call me, say, Sparky, when you call in on the talk show, can you press the issue? I've been trying from the Ministry of Agriculture, trying to get the minister, the permanent secretary, the deputy secretary. They told us that what they was going to do. Now, remember, this was the September of the election. We got our documents signed. All we got to do is pay our yearly fee. I go to pay my yearly fee. They say they're not receiving any monies until they complete this road, access road, to the properties.
Mm-hmm.
Once we get to the properties, then it's our responsibility to get our tractors, clear out our land, fence it in, and start our farms. Mm-hmm. To this date, the access road from Gladstone Road to the farmland area, you can't get there. They promised us by November of that year that the road was going to be done. It hasn't been done yet.
So you say Southwest Gladstone Road. Is this where GGYA goes? They have their little thing set up. Is that around there, right, where you go?
This is the south side of all of, you know, where they go on Saturday to sell the fruits and vegetables?
Yes.
You go south. Now you're going down nearly to Carmichael Road.
Okay.
You know there's a little offside road, a little bar?
Close by the bar right there. There's a little side
road. Right, down through the bar, going west now. You see where they got those big poles, electrical poles, coming from...
That's somebody's service entry, I think they call
it.
Okay.
Those big poles were coming from BEC out west.
Yes, I see them.
Okay, now the road is supposed to go down past through there, miles down through there, then it take a north turn towards the south end tip of the government Gladstone Road projects.
Okay.
That is where the farms are.
Okay.
Most of us got 2-3 acres each and so forth. Now, the access road to the farm area has not been cut yet.
Let me ask you this question.
Yes.
In your estimation, how many farmers have been given this opportunity to get 2-3 acres of land?
Well, okay, right on the first, there's many plots. Right on the first plot, I could say, look about 20.
Okay, hold on. Now, let's go. Let's stop.
20 right on the first plot.
For 20 of y'all?
No, I just said on the first road, then there's about 4 to 5 other roads.
Okay, no. Let's deal with the
first
road.
Everybody got about 2 acres to 3 acres.
Okay, so let's deal with the first 20, right?
Okay, I on the first one.
Okay,
there's
now,
a gentleman
watch me.
Right to the north side, to the east side
as
of me.
Farmers, somebody got to have a tractor.
That's
one of y'all.
Thing. You got to get this access road first.
Y'all put $100 together, 20 of y'all. You got all this money now, $2,000 and some. You could be able to put in somebody's hand, cut the road, tell the government, we'll compensate us in some form for this particular thing.
What I've been told by word of mouth on the inside is that they are still discussing this with the Ministry of Works to get the tractors down there to cut the access road and everything. They're in the process of doing that. You try to contact
It's a two-year process.
Then they call in me, Sparky. Then you call in on them show and things. Please press for us, because we want to start. You're going into 2 weeks, 2 years now. You can't even get started.
But Sparky, some people ain't make it over to last year. You can't wait for these things to happen. If you could unify your strength, put your couple dollars together and say to the government, we're doing this, just give us sort of the sanction to do it, I believe some things can get done.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Let's get it done.
The thing is, getting to meet these people. I have met with the gentleman who's right east of me. Me and him discussed it, right? The thing is, we discussed it. Now, he decided he going down there with a truck, and he plowed himself through to his property, started growing things. Then in the first month, his watermelon's coming up. By the time you go down there, all the watermelon's gone.
Mm-hmm.
You got wow. thieves in the area, too, you know.
Wow. Okay. Well, I think y'all got some things to do, because the government give you the land, but you still got to secure it. You still got to be able to have access, and you got to build community, just like a community watch. Figure out a way to do what you
got to do. Yeah. That is what we're talking about now, trying to get it started. But if we get the access road, then we could go into the area and start going and doing our own things with the tractors and stuff, whatever it is.
Okay.
But we need, if you go down there and you try to go down through that road that I'm talking about,
mm-hmm.
you will turn right back.
No. My son is in GGYA, right? And what they do is do a hike for their silver, gold, all these other things. And they go through that particular access road. So I know the road, right? Mm-hmm. But I didn't know that you guys had plots in the back there, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people don't know that.
Okay.
But we're just waiting to get started. And you know how bad the road is. Plus, they're using the road, the side of the road, as a dumping site for all kind of old cars. And wow. Frigidaires and all kind of thing.
And that should definitely not be. But Sparky,
is going down in the back there.
We're glad.
If you see the amount of old, the derelict cars, refrigerators, washing machine, everything, people go down there in the night and just dump it.
No, that shouldn't happen.
I took a picture of some people dumping, and I took it to the police department one time in my cellular. I got the number. I say, look at these people down there dumping. I took a video of them dumping.
Wow.
I don't know what's been done.
Mm-hmm.
But they need to let us get started, because we want to go and do some stuff to help the community too.
Yeah. Well, Sparky, I'm glad you put it out there. I think they could be able to hear you. I thank you for your contribution, my brother. And we're going to continue to...
Let us do it. I want to get started.
Yeah. We can continue to be able to agitate for you, Sparky, my brother. Good to hear from you.
I ain't going to stop.
Okay, my brother. You have a beautiful day, right? Let me get some other calls in there. Ladies and gentlemen, please give us a call, 325-4316, 325-4316. Or hit us up 422-4796, 422-4796. Let's talk about your business, man. Let's talk about these particular things. And I believe that if we could provide this kind of conversation to move towards solution, I'm all down for it. I really am. And what I see as a hindrance for a lot of businesses is a lack of community. I think many of us try to do business in isolation because I think we start with the end in mind. We start with this kind of an idea that I'm going to be rich. I'm going to get this for me. I'm doing this for me, without understanding that the steps towards that is unity in that community. All right. So you need to be able to start to be able to forge relationships to get to your objective. Right. People houses get break into. You live 6.5 inches away from another house and people home. And your house getting break into, and no one's concerned about that. No one hear nothing. If they hear something, they tell you they don't hear nothing. You know why? Because it's a lack of community. Child, they don't get in people business. Your children doing all manner of things. Little boys maybe jumping through your window. Little girls jumping through your window. Huh? And people turn a blind eye to it because of a lack of community. Child, I ain't got nothing to do with me. And then you hear commercials saying, stop the crime before it's your time. Why can't be your time? Why can't it be a time? Because of a lack of community. Let's be very clear about these things. If we don't get back to the core of identifying the people that live around us in our immediate environment, we'll always have these issues. There's something that came out in the paper today, which I thought was very peculiar. And I thought it was strange that it'll be structured like that. Right? I can read it just a capture. It's the caption, and then I'll put it there so you can be able to see it. Police urge people to plan a strategy in case of home invasion. This is absolutely bananas. Police are urging people to plan a strategy or have one in the event of a burglary invasion. This is advice from the chief superintendent, Chrislyn Skippings. It came after an early morning burglary on Sunday in which a woman in her home was sexually assaulted. Police are also searching for a man who allegedly raped a 14-year-old girl. Listen, this is absolutely bananas that the police have to tell you in case of an earthquake. I'm sorry, not an earthquake. In case of a hurricane. No. I'm sorry, not natural disasters. In case of a pervert or a thief seeking to enter into your home, have a strategy. I think we should read deeper into that strategy to see if it has anything to do with firepower. This is crazy that our country is coming to the position in an island that's 21x7 and depleting by the year. Talk to me. Let's be very clear about this. The island's place is depleting by the year if you want to have a conversation about global warming. Our communities are coming closer and closer. Persons are moving from family islands, moving here to the city, to looking for occupation, looking for opportunity. And we're having conversation about you having a backpack of sorts, because that's the first thing that comes in mind. That's not what the article says, but that's the first thing that comes to mind. How can I scoop up a backpack to jump out the window? This is bananas. And it all lies with one thing, a lack of community. Let's take a telephone call. Caller, you're on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Good day, help me, Howard.
Hey, how you doing, my brother?
Radio, listening to the show, enjoying the show. But
I appreciate you.
I just had to call, right?
Okay.
My boy who called before me, it's my boy, right? But from the time I was here in Spark, he complained about this property, what he did first one for 30 years, and then he came, right?
And he finally get it.
He get one on the family island.
It wasn't 30 years, it was 20 years. It's 20 years.
Close enough. See, then he's the game piece in Andres. He say he don't live, right? And now he finally gets sought out in Nassau, right? And the suggestion you give Sparky was an excellent suggestion. He finally get it, right? Excellent suggestion. He knows that's out of government. He's been waiting 40 years to get his property, dragging the foot for 40 years.
You keep adding 10 years to this thing.
Exactly. I'm serious. Anything the government can move fast to go put a road there, you give him an excellent idea. Him and the other fellas need to get together, and even if you cut one track road,
it's 20 of y'all. Put $100 each.
Track road, man,
$25 a week.
All these expat laborers down here could cut one road, you then they could walk to the farm, exercise, because he fat anyway. He needs to lose some weight. I serious, but I had two man with Sparky. My boy, man, Sparky got to be the most complaining and grateful man in the world.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway, I hope he called back and try to do something, man, and stop complaining all the time.
I appreciate you, my brother. Thanks so much for the call, guys. Be a part of the conversation. 325-4316. Sparky, I want to row on the radio today, but I only want to talk about solutions. I want to talk about how we can be able to do this, right? You remember the article that came out, I think it was last year, it was during the pandemic, right? I don't know. I think the pandemic messed up my idea and mind about time entirely, right? Because 1 year just kind of melted and blend and spilt into two. And so it only felt like one long year. So, but during that time, we would have heard one of our golden knights have a conversation about the fact that the government has given them a piece of property. But, you know, they had no infrastructure, they had this, they had that, they had all these particular things. And whilst they have the property, what they can do with these things, right? Now, when the article came to the forefront, then we saw some movement. We saw the government making moves and making some things happen during this particular time. But, you know, sometimes you got to put these things out there. But there are some ways. Now, this is an individual who was looking to be able to make a homestead for him and his family. He ain't had the money to put the infrastructure there. He didn't have it. And so I can't blame him for making this kind of a public appeal to say, hey, assist me in this area if you can be able to assist me in this area. But the fact of the matter is that there's a great deal of persons, especially what Sparky's talking about. There is community that exists. And if the community looking for every, well, the government got to take care of me. government has done their part. They gave you the little piece of the thing. Make sure that you can cut your road to get to the thing. I'm not going to, you think I can sit down over 700 days waiting for the government to do this? Come on, man. Come on. They're slow to move. So this would have been 22 years and you still ain't getting to productivity. Time going, man. So let's move towards productivity and see if we can be able to make some things happen. So it says, I'd like to know how many people were waiting for infrastructure before September 2021. Guys, please send your text. 422-4796, 422-4796, or hit us up on, give us a call, 325-4316. Today is Small Business Thursday. So we're going to talk everything business, and we really want to be able to talk about it, not with this kind of a hanging limbo to put persons in the position to say that you're wrong for what you're doing, but let's see if we can provide constructive criticism to see if we can get to a place that we can be. One of the things I want to see, and I'd love to hear from you if you're out there doing that, is an emphasis on customer service. I think that that's one of the things that this government, more specifically, should have gotten into for their blueprint for change. As it relates to what's happening within the government sector, within the public service, within all these things, there has to be a way to understand and to develop the customer service approach and the experience that when we go into these government sectors, it cannot be the same old, same old. Talk to me, let's just be very clear. It cannot be the same thing. There is a subconscious expectation to get poor service whenever you get served by government agencies. There is an expectation that if I were to get anything swiftly in the government sector, that I gotta have a little tip for them, little lunch money. That shouldn't be. There should be excellence brimming over in this sector. There should be excellence coming out of this. But what's going on? Why is there not a care and concern about business anymore? How is it that if you're providing good customer service, you're the exception, not necessarily the rule? That shouldn't be. How do we change this? If you're out there and you want to be able to talk to customer service because you have a consultancy agency, you have these particular things, please give me a call and let's do this. If you're certified, you're qualified, you're capable of being able to do this, let's give me a call and let's make this thing happen. I give you my number again. Shoot me a text. 827-0111. That's the Help Me Howard line. 827-0111. Or if you want to be able to put your advertisement in and get some things done, please give us a call here at the studio. 302-2300. We're talking ads today. We're talking business today. We're talking all these particular things. I know you want to talk about some other stuff. And I'm down with you. But we got to make some money collectively as a community. For us to be able to kind of jumpstart small businesses in the community, we all have to do our part. You would have lost your job. You would have moved out. Now you have a tremendous amount of skills, but you don't have an avenue to get your business out there. Come on, man. Let's put the thing out there. I'm so proud of persons who would have left the hotel. A great deal of my people, you know, I was over at the Malia Hotel, right? Which was the Sheraton Hotel before that, right? When it transitioned to Malia, you know, they figured they don't need me. But I was there, and I know a great deal of persons from there. And what happened is that now they've had these years and years of experience and no place to do it. Some of them didn't have the opportunity to get back into another hotel. So what they do? Man, I'm so proud of these people. I know people who are now open, they've opened their own housekeeping business. They've opened their own companies. They've become bartenders and owners of these particular things, opening something, cooks and chefs and this and that, opening their own small businesses and doing these things. Why? Because the talent still existed with them. So how do we turn this into some entrepreneurial skill to bring monies in for me? That's what I want to talk about. And that's what I really want to highlight. If you're one of those persons and you want to talk about your business, talk about what you would have done to expand your business, to be able to reach into the community and let persons know that you're here, you're alive, you're kicking, and you're providing professional customer service on a day-to-day basis, please give me a call, 827-0111, and let's be able to dive into that. Let's do it, man. It's time. It's time for us to be able to take it to another level. There's no expectation that the government themselves is going to kickstart business in this country. We're going to have to do that ourselves. How do we do that? With conversations like these. Identifying some of the downfalls and strengthening that ourselves. Let's do that. I'm going to take this commercial break and be back, guys. Please, 325-4316, 325-4316. Give me a call or hit me up with the text 422-4796, 422-4796. We're going to be right back after this.
Foundation. The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
What if I told you that the future is here? That is not some magical door we walk through, but a place we create. It's home. The place where you can download a two-hour movie in seconds and stay connected to loved ones even when traveling far from home. Where internet moves at lightning speeds, smoother and more reliable than anything you've ever seen. This future-proof technology can take you to worlds that you can only imagine. The future is here. The future is home. The future is Alive Fiber.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. 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 The Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, the Foundation with Howard Grant right here on 96.9 FM radio. Today, we're talking small business development, some of the quirks and, you know, the issues that you have with that, and really talking about solutions to get to the objective. At the top of the show, we had a great conversation with Ahmad Rashad Thompson. He's a professional in all aspects in his business. It's called Astute Talent Management. And next week, Saturday, you can be able to check out some information that he's doing and be a part of that. Well, I have someone on the line. I'm hoping that this is him, Marcello Cash. I want to introduce you to him. I met Marcello Cash some time back. I think we were at either the opening of the House of Assembly or when they were actually being able to identify some of the cabinet ministers for this administration. And he and I started to have a real good conversation. We lost connection since then, but he and I reconnected, and he wants to really be able to put some information out there. I want to introduce you to Bahamas to none other than Marcello Cash. My brother, good afternoon, man. How are things with you?
Hi, good afternoon to you, sir, and good afternoon, Bahamas. It's a pleasure to be on your show once again, a new location.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What a greater house.
We're climbing, but making some things happen. So tell everyone about your business, what you do. Introduce yourself. Give a little background on what you do and let them know that we can take the conversation from there.
Well, I am Marcello Cash. I'm the Managing Director of the Consulting Group, where we offer a plethora of wealth management perspectives and also products. We offer incorporations, private trust companies. We open up asset management firms, fully licensed by the Securities Commission of the Bahamas. But more so, we are here because we believe not only in the high net worth individuals, but we believe also in the middleman growing strong, because I came from pioneers. My father was a small business owner, Lucky Food Store on Wolf Road and on East Street and on Market Street. And so I value the small businessman, and so that's what we do. We offer services to them. And in addition to those high net worth services, we offer consulting services where we offer strategic business advice and we give consultation to help you grow your business, provide the outlook that's needed to get you to the projected place that you want to achieve your goal.
So tell me about this. I mean, you start to talk about, you know, while you're talking about these things, it's always people kind of separate themselves. Well, that's for them. When you say financial advice and consultancy, a lot of persons, small business persons, they kind of move away from that. They're afraid of that. Wow, this fella sound like he expensive. We don't necessarily have to talk funds, but talk to me about the core concept and how you can be able to help small and medium-sized businesses find what they need to get to the true success that they're looking for.
Well, awesome. I feel like the products are the top in high net worth management and high net worth individuals. They only give you really the result of what you've really obtained at the core beginning process. Those are the things that are fundamental. And for the small businesses, I found that everyone can use strategic business development. You have to know your core processes. Everyone is looking for growth. Everyone is looking for trends. And some people, even all across corporations, but especially in the corporate field and in the middle field, people are trying to figure out how can they start a business or how can they even grow their business from a small business to a mid-size. And so strategic business management is something that we offer, and I consulted with many of clients who just started out where it's just a business idea. It starts as simple as, how do I get a business license? What are the process and processes to complete it and to obtain it? What is even getting financial literacy? What are the necessary components that we can that is needed for me to get financial understanding? How do I open up a bank account? It includes marketing, one another basic principles of business, saying, listen, how can I market myself? How do I stand out? How do I gauge my clients? And how do I even gauge myself? What should I look for, and what are the core competencies that I can say that I can offer to make my business stand out, and not just stand out, but just grow, and become something really stellar in the community that people take a look at and people kind of find resolve in and they value. And that's what I've been doing with local behemoths, offering them advice. I've consulted with mom-and-pop shops. I've consulted with yachting companies who wanted to reach celebs. But I've consulted with a lot of people who are already in business and said, they said to me, Marcello, we are currently in business, but we're having a tough time. How can we change the pitch? Can we strategize
to
get more clients?
I wanted to touch that and talk to you about that just a little bit, because I know the model for a great deal of businesses, especially back in the day, have been mom and pops, just kind of an idea of stuffing a store with products this idea that actually, you know, floated in the atmosphere that says, if you build it, they'll come. If you build it, they'll come. If you build it, and building the brick and mortar concept and having a storefront and having persons walk into that, but not necessarily having the skill set of being able to understand the finances, the balance in the books to ensure that you can take care of some stuff. So business is more than one element. Talk to us about what you would have seen in terms of people transitioning and what it takes to transition from this mindset of mom and pops into a small business and move into a space where you become a medium-sized business and more established moving forward.
One of the things, Howard, that's a great question. One of the things that I find very, very common is that persons need to understand opportunity cost, investment cost, right? When you're starting a business, you may not see a profit within the first six months. You actually may not even see profit, a profit at all within the first three business years.
Mm.
But do know this. I explained this to someone the other day. Growth comes in different ways. You cannot just look at yourself and at your checks and balances and says, oh, we're not making any money, so we're not growing. Because today, you have KPIs and you have other metrics that says that our business is growing not only in value because of monetary or because of the finances, but we're growing because people are now starting to pay attention. People are starting to get a trend. So, of course, the opportunity cost is something that I think is very, very relevant. You know, you Howard, today all you need is one moment. One moment in the right place at the right time can thrust you into the future like never yet before. You know, one talk with Oprah will take you on many networks. Mm-hmm. So just like that, you could have one moment. It could even happen on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And actually, that's happening now. A lot of businesses are now advertising on TikTok. It could happen on social media, and your business can go from literally being a mom and pop shop to now you need to open up a franchise. Do you remember when Bamboo Shack mm-hmm. was just selling chicken and fries?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One store. And now they began a franchise. And I think they've even expanded to the United States. But you have to look at the opportunity cost, because the relevance of that says to me this. You have to look at the financials, making sure that what you are getting ready to invest, your time, your monies, that you just because you don't see a return today doesn't mean that you won't see a great return within the 5 years. And within the 5 years, you would have perhaps gained all of the monies that you put into the company for the first 3 years. So you need to understand what you need to put in, how much of it needs to go to various places, and understand that this is what you calculate as an opportunity cost, even sometimes traveling or conferences or whatever it takes. But those are opportunity costs. And if you hold on just a little while, because this is the problem, a lot of people get tired. You can go to business school, Howard. You can learn business modules. You can learn financial modules. But if you don't have grit, if you don't have resilience, because what they don't tell you is for those first 3 years, it's tough. Sometimes you don't even get a clue. You could build it and people don't walk in. You could build it and people don't even stop by. But you got to stick and stay. And that's another commonality that I found in many businesses, that they want to let go right before they actually see the horizon.
But talk to me about this. You start to talk about this one moment, this concept of one moment. I think that a great deal of persons are out there sniffing like hound dogs for this moment. They're out there with blood in their eyes, with the expectation, with this kind of an eager desire that resides in the walls of their hearts on a day-to-day basis, but not prepared to really engage when that moment is presented. So talk to us about opportunity and preparation when that moment is it presents itself. How do people ensure that they are always prepared when they meet this moment that they can find true success?
Great. So along with the financial leverage, along with understanding opportunity cost, and along with getting your finances in order so that you can really push yourself into the trajectory that you want to go, you have to leverage yourself into that moment. Sometimes that leveraging comes in many ways. For it's a type of business setting that it's diverse for many different businesses, but it takes you seeing where can I tweak, what can I adjust, where should I fit in. Sometimes it's around networking. Sometimes it's about standing out. Sometimes it's actually with where we saw or see to happen this year, where you actually begin to strategically connect.
Mm-hmm.
With someone who is greater, that's perhaps in the same industry, offering similar products, but you could connect and offer, say, you know what, I have a dessert, and I know KFC is a franchise and they perhaps are very limited, but I'm just using this as something as the top of my mind right now. I don't want to sell chicken, but can I offer you free desserts? So just I can just give one of my customers, can I go to the airport and offer, if I sell tourist products, can I stand and give away and partner with Bahamas Air and say for the first 300 customers, they will receive a T-shirt? It's about that moment. And nowadays, you can't wait for that moment to come to you. Am I making sense?
Yeah, you're making 100%. You're making all the sense
of
the world.
I ask my clients all the time.
I like that. I like it.
You got to team up with someone.
But you're saying you're hitting some notes that I started to talk about earlier This is about fusion. This is about community. This is about the objective of you doing well and understanding that you need some auxiliaries. You need assistance to get to the objective. A lot of people get into business and they think it should be all about me.
No, in the business field, we call it synergies. For you to do something as a brick and mortar, that doesn't mean that you stand out alone. You got to find the synergies, meaning that you got to find the strategic stakeholders that's going to help you advance, because there are people, perhaps, like for instance, you don't see people standing on corners anymore giving up flyers. No. You remember those days when people used to stand on the corner and say, here's my beauty shop, here's my barber shop.
Some people still try it. I don't know why you're spending all this money on that thing, but some people still do that. Here and there. We don't see them as much as we did some time ago. But every so often on Milo Butler Highway, 8 o'clock in the morning, somebody pushing the flyer in my car.
And this is where people, and this is, I said that because this. People don't like to pay for consultation. They don't like to.
No, they don't spend no money on that.
The opportunity cost. But sitting in the right classroom will help get you to the place that you need to get to with more experience.
Yeah.
And it will get you there, and it will help alleviate or mitigate all of those trial and errors that you're going to take on yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have the necessary skill sets, or you are very brand new, or even if you've been in it for a while, there are perhaps some insights, some perspectives, some proven methods, some proven case studies that can be added to help you ascertain everything that you want to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be surprised just rebranding or retweaking your product with it will move 1,000 units more.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go back to that example that I gave to you, because I love Bahamas and I love Bahamas Air. Team up with Bahamas Air. If I was a vendor at, and this is what I would love to see, I would love to see straw market individuals or local individuals say, you know what, as a result, can we run a competition? And as the first top or the top three finalists in this competition, we're going to offer your product during the summer times with the first 500 customers of Bahamas Air, all inclusive. So whether that be a free T-shirt or a free taste or free souvenir or even a free ticket to come down to our restaurant and try our dessert or our food, you have to look for that moment. And sometimes, Howard, you have to create that moment. And that's what we're in. We're in the space where the millennials, this generation, the Z generation, I don't know what they call them now, the Y, the Z, I getting old. They are creating that moment. They're called creatives. They're called content creatives. So you have to find, you have the content. But you got to find that moment to create the space that people understand what do you have? What do you have to offer, and how can you deliver? Because sometimes it's not even what you have, it's how you package it.
I agree with you. I agree with you, man. You know what, and I love this. I love this kind of an idea. I hope that you and I get an opportunity to be able to do something into the future, because I believe that this is the kind of conversations that we need to have. You're tapping into creativity. You're tapping into... The fact is that a lot of persons just expect these things to come. I think that that's what I've been seeing over the time. And then when they see their neighbor or someone close to them, and that's why you Christmas time, 850,000 people stretch out along Carmichael Road and selling the exact same thing, right? Not understanding that you shouldn't just wait for a specific time period to be able to get your business out there. If this is something that you want to do, there are opportunities that you can be able to reach out to, people that you can reach out to, businesses, and really make this product jump and make some things happen. And I just wanted to be able to do that today.
Can I give you one more example?
Go right ahead.
I told someone that's interested in doing a back-to-school program, you would think that it's just January. Where are you going with back-to-school? Well, if you're gonna logistically order supplies from China, it takes literally comfortably 3 to 4 months to source your products and get it landed.
So you should start now.
If you're looking to give a backpacks, socks, if you're looking to give a tissue, you should be starting now. And by February 15th, your order should be finalized. That way, you would no longer have to be taking a flight to a last minute flight and trying to see if you could run through customs from Miami Airport, But your items would be here, secured, or ready to go with stock, and you're getting it off Alibaba, and you're buying units by the thousands, but you're buying it at such a lower price. The opportunity cost includes metrics. You have to sit back, take a broader perspective of the analysis of your business and say, how can I do this better? How can I do it wiser? But how can I do it more skillfully, more resourcefully, and get the best result possible? That's what we do with our clients.
I love that, man. Marcello, tell people how they can be able to get in contact with Cash Consultancy.
This month, we are offering business consultants starting from 30 minutes and up. We start our sessions at as low as $199, straight up to $700 for corporate clients. And you can reach me at our website, www.cashconsultinggroup.com. Bring your challenges, bring your questions, bring your hurdles, bring your pitfalls and your mistakes, and I can show you where the corrective measures can be taking place to make your business a success.
www.cashconsultinggroup.com. You have a number? You have anything, a location you want to be able to put out there?
Yes, my number is at 818-5286. We're located in Old Fort Bay. We're working upstairs out of the offices there. So we would love to see you, and I can always open to meet our clients wherever they are available and they would like. So once again, that number is 818-5286, cashconsultinggroup.com. And we're located in Old Fort Bay, and we would love to sit down and talk.
Marcello, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out to have this good conversation today to really talk about Cash Consultancy and what you guys are doing down there. I hope this is not the last time that we actually meet here and you can be able to come on and have good conversations about creativity and how to tap into some things and make some stuff happen. So I want to thank you, my brother, for being able to call today.
I thank you, Lord. I thank you, sir, I thank the Lord, and I thank you for your wise man and the opportunity just to do this with you.
I feel like an old English man. I thank you, Lord. You need to stop it, sir. Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate you. We're going to get in contact real soon, and hopefully you can be able to come on and come in studio one of these times to really talk about it. Every Thursday is Small Business Thursday, so if you even have these clients that you want to be able to get their stuff out and whatnot, let them know. Give Howard a call. You have my number. And so we can be able to make some things happen. And we need to be able to fuse the synergy to make some things happen collectively.
I love it.
All right, my brother. Have a great day. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been none other than Marcello Cash being able to talk about Cash Consultancy. And you can talk about your business also right here on Small Business Thursdays. Now, don't try calling me Friday and talk about your business. The devil is El Diablo es un mentira. Stop it. We put Thursday and we put the boundaries on Thursday. It's the firmament around Thursdays. Amen? So we're not going to spill out into any other realm unless you want to be able to talk about that for, you know, a different fee. Absolutely, we can do that. But we want to be able to identify Thursdays for you. And guess what? One of the things I did not mention to you is what I'd like to mention. You can have an opportunity to be able to have a banner entirely for the Thursday. It can become yours entirely. If you want to do that, we can be able to do that for you. So your commercial can run straight through. We have all these rates and everything out there. Please give me a call, 827-0111, 827-0111, or give us a call here at the studio, 302-2300, to get your business off the ground. It's time for us to be able to make some things happen, guys. I thank you so very kindly for being able to tune in today. And thank Ahmad Rashad Thompson for being able to talk about astute talent management. And thank Marcello Cash for being able to talk to us about Cash Consultants. Next week, we hope to be able to have even more persons in here to kind of chop it down with you. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Howard Grant in your company. Tomorrow, we're going to have good conversation. It's going to be a layback Friday, sort of a warm and easy Friday. As we move into the weekend, we want to kind of, you know, have good conversations with you. Make it light, make it tight, and make it right. We're going to see you here next time. Guardian Radio 96.9. Howard Grant, The Foundation. Have a beautiful day, Bahamas. Stick and stay for Z Live with Shivago Lang.
Fresh dough, three cheeses, and signature sauce are why you should order Marco's Pizza today. Because quality ingredients are important. Subs, salads, pizza, and wings satisfy your cravings with something yummy and affordable only at Marco's Pizza. Join our loyalty program and earn 1 point for each $1 spent. Sign up on our website, marcospizzabahamas.com, or order on Marco's Pizza Bahamas app or online. Every store, every day. The Italian way. Hello, Primo.
Do all of your banking with Fidelity. Quality services what they give to you and me. A strong management team is waiting to serve you. Come and bank with Fidelity too. Come do all of your banking with Fidelity. Quality services what they give to you and me. A strong management team is waiting to serve you. So bank with Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.